In the name of the Father,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we celebrate today the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. The readings today have to do with the life of this great man, and in one sense, a different man. We know his personal biography. He's different. His birth was somehow miraculous. As far as you know, he used to be a bachelor. He used on his body only clothing made up of pure skin. He's a sort of vegetarian. Perhaps today he would be a representative of the Green Party. He eats wild honey and locusts, a different type of cuisine. He lives in the wilderness with nature, apart from people, preaching the coming of the kingdom of God and baptizing those coming to him. And we also know the sad end of his days. The evil feelings of a woman had him to be beheaded, things we are watching on TV these last weeks. We probably would say today that John the Baptist is quite a character. And in case he would be in the LCMS clergy roster, he could have trouble to be adapted to some of our congregations, because he's a different man. And probably some people would have hard times to understand this different man. Why? Why is he different? It's very simple. He is the man of the transition. In one sense, as we just finished singing, John the Baptist is the last of the Old Testament prophets. In the other sense, he is the first of the New Testament men. So, John the Baptist is a man with a message. What message is this? It's just what we just heard from chapter 40 of the book of Isaiah. A voice, or one voice, is crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of Yahweh." And in verse 5, "And the glory of Yahweh shall be revealed." The glory, the doxa, the kavod of Yahweh shall be revealed. At least this is how the gospel writers understood his task. John the Baptist is a man with a message. He is the forerunner of the Messiah. He is preparing the way for the coming of the great Savior of Israel and of the whole humanity. After him, the kingdom of God and the kavod, the doxa, the glory of the Lord will be displayed before the nations in the person of the Messiah, of Jesus. This shows a man with a message, shows a deep concern in the heart of God. God wants the human being to know about his Messiah and about his salvation. God wants to communicate with people. So this is John the Baptist's task, to bring God's communication to his people, to have them prepared to receive the promised Messiah. God not only sends his servants, the prophets, the preachers, the pastors, but to prepare the way, but the climax of this intention of communicating with people is found in Christ. Christ is the very God made man,
coming to this world to save humanity. Christ is the doxa of God, is the, as Isaiah has it, is the kavod of God being incarnate in the Savior of the world. Therefore, the lesson for today is straightforward. All of us in this chapel here today, this morning, are somehow involved with church work. So we got to ask ourselves, who are we? What's our job from this text and from the celebration of this day? Like John the Baptist, we are either men or women with a message, with a divine communication. And what message is this? The Messiah is about to arrive. The sins of the world are forgiven, and the glory of God is about to be revealed. Actually, it was already revealed in Christ. We now wait eagerly for the second coming, for the final revelation in the last day. And as we wait for this glorious day, we, as men and women of God, we keep communicating God's good news to our family, to our students, to our employees, to our friends, to our community, to our world. Like John the Baptist, we also play the Messiah's forerunner task. We tell those around us to prepare the way of the Lord, because he's about to come. John the Baptist did it, and he did it quite well. Would we then call him to be our pastor? Yes, why not? Despite being a different man, he was faithful in communicating God's good news to this world. So may God bless us as well as we communicate Christ to this world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.